Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Listen, this has been fun, but our guest is on the line. We only have a few minutes with him. He's very, very busy. He is promoting his latest film, which came out today, comes out today, on demand everywhere, and it's called The King of Staten Island. And it's in a nutshell, it's Pete Davidson's story.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And okay. He's one of the co-writers as well and producers, Pete Davidson.
And we're very appreciative of this gentleman, not only of his body of work, but the charitable contributions that he's done for the Camp Out for Hunger, and just been a good friend over the years. Please welcome Mr. Judd Apatow to the show. Judd, good morning, sir.
It's good to finally be back.
Yes, good to have you back, man. Has quarantine been treating you okay?
Oh, my gosh. I think me and my family, it's been too long. We're heading into month 4 together.
Yeah.
And we're like 4 weird roommates. We're drinking a lot of White Claw. We're like 5 minutes from ordering mushrooms together. The lines are blurred.
That's excellent.
Do you find yourself understanding how prison riots erupt at this point?
I just don't think they realized that they would ever have to spend this much time with their dad. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a nightmare they cannot believe. That they thought, like, you know, we're young women, we could leave and start our lives. And it's like, no, you can't start your life. We're going to hang out here with dad and watch 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my
Fiancé.
God, my wife's stuck on that. But listen, we only have a few. We go on and on about 90 Day Fiancé. But listen, one of your daughters is in The King of Staten Island, correct?
Yes, my daughter Maude is in the movie, and I mean, yes, and she's, you know, she's on that TV show Euphoria. She's working now, and
that's great.
Now I just try not to screw her up.
No, she's really, I mean, she's really good. I watched it last night, really enjoyed it, Judd. It's got that thing that you do so well. It's just engaging, and there are a number of revelations in the movie. We all love Bill Burr. But he is really damn good in this movie, and as shockingly good, and he rocks a mustache like nobody's business.
He's a sensitive actor as well. Who knew the guy who yelled at Philadelphia was so sensitive?
No, he is great. But as Preston said, it is basically Pete Davidson's story. You'd worked with him on Trainwreck, and did this idea to work with Pete go all the way back to that point?
Yeah, after Trainwreck, I mean, I had a sense, like, I think this is going to be a very successful person that people want to watch. And I did say, let's try to write something. And it took us about 3 or 4 years to really get this going. And at first, we were writing something kind of silly. But then slowly, you start talking and going, should we write about the real stuff? You know, like, should we go all the way?
Yeah.
And he was very brave about it. And I think the movie's very funny, but it's very personal and moving and... it's exciting to get it out there.
He's always been, I feel like a candid person since he's arrived on the scene in SNL. And listen, Judd, I know that you're a huge fan of stand-up comedy, and I couldn't help but notice a ton of different stand-up comedians in the movie last night. In fact, we're friends that were at Voss. I had to text them saying, I've loved seeing you in the movie, but also Liza Traeger. Keith Robinson, I'm like, I know that guy. That's
Bonnie McFarlane.
Bonnie McFarlane. Keith Robinson's a Philly guy. Obviously, Bill Burr. And then Carly Aquilino. You just, what is it about stand-up comedians that make them such decent actors?
I don't know. I think that they just are generally really smart and very in tune with how they're feeling. They're very comfortable with just being in front of people or on stage. Yeah, we have Ricky Velez is also a great comic who plays with one of his best friends. Derek Gaines is a comic who plays the guy who does this Fight Club night with him.
That is great. It's great.
Packed the comics and the great Lynn Coplitz plays Marissa Tomei's sister. So
I knew I knew who that was.
I have to ask on that thing, so they're not to give too much of the movie away because there's so much that's really good and needs to be revealed to you as you watch it, but there is sort of a Fight Club thing that occurs over tips. Is that predicated on anything that actually happened? It seems so outlandish. I was actually wondering if it had any basis in reality.
Well, it's a very Staten Island thing to do, which is at the end of the night when Pete was a busboy, the owner used to make them do Fight Club, just fight for their tips. And they would put on these Hulk hands and just beat the hell out of them.
So that's real. Oh, dear God.
That is real.
You know, it's funny with Pete because I've liked him, and then there's been times where it's like, gee, it seems like he's kind of going off the deep end, but I always sort of rooting for him. And I have to say, and this is a compliment to you and to him and the whole cast of the movie, I have a better understanding of where he's coming from because obviously so much of it is personal. You know, the death of his own father during as a firefighter during 9/11. You know, it's obviously a huge point of this, and that really can send anybody off. You know, something like that into a spiral. But he seems to be in a really good place and very proud of this project.
Yeah, I think he's doing great, and you know, he's been through something that most people can't even imagine. It's just so sad, and it's connected to a national tragedy, so it's very hard to move on from.
Right.
Because people talk about it constantly, and I think it's a very specific type of grief. But he's so sweet and so funny. He's a really great, generous guy, and I'm glad that people are getting to know what he's really like.
You know, another breakout is this. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing your name, but Belle Powley?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Belle Powley plays the love interest, and she is on that show, The Morning Show. She's got the best Staten Island accent, and she's from London. So
that's crazy.
Really weird.
It's amazing. Wow. Because I'm from New York. I know obviously you are as well. And Staten Island to me was always like, oh man, we're going through Staten Island now. Yeah, traffic always bogs down, and the whole spirit is captured. I had no idea because she was nailing the accent. It was tremendous.
Yeah, she is a genius. She's like literally. Gina said, we would laugh and be like, one day it's going to be so weird she was in this movie. People will laugh. You know, it's like a Brie Larson, you know, in Trainwreck. We always get one where we're like, yeah, they don't even know they shouldn't be here.
I love your movies because your movies are so many different kinds of movies in one. They're dramas and they're comedies. And I thought a really, really funny moment, and it looked like it was Pete Davidson's actual grandfather in the movie. Is that correct?
Yes, his grandfather, who took care of him a lot when he was a kid and got him interested in movies, has this great moment where he just trashes colleges and just slams every college and lists the lunatics who went there. So he's like, Ted Bundy went to Temple. Cosby went to Temple.
It's really, really good. How long did that particular scene take to shoot?
I made him say like 300 different people. there was a lot of colleges slammed, and he was so funny, and it was a real full circle moment for his grandfather to be in the movie and get such big laughs.
Outtakes are one of my favorite parts of what you do, because you give the freedom to the actors to, you know, improv and have a good time with it, and you know, like, this is 40 just generated some great stuff. Are you planning to release some B-roll stuff from this?
I literally just was going over all the gag reels yesterday, because obviously Bill Burr, you know, so much of what he did in the movie was improvised.
Sure.
And things he wrote and thought of, and there's a lot of people who know how to do that. So there'll be something coming out pretty soon, but we're just thrilled that people can get it. It's on everything. I think it's like Apple and Amazon and whatever machine you have. If you scream, Siri, Alexa, play it.
Yeah.
It just comes up.
One last question I have to ask you. Which of Pete Davidson's tattoos makes you say, why?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not a tattoo guy because I'm so hairy. I couldn't. Everyone would be a bearded lady. I'm not really the guy that understands.
I gotcha. All right, well, listen, everybody make it a part of your weekend viewing. It is out now, The King of Staten Island, Judd. Always really cool to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Good luck with everything. Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
And The King of Staten Island. That's cool, man.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.